Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
John Harbaugh met with the media for a final look back at Sunday's loss to Cleveland.
Okay, appreciate everybody being here. Getting ready for Denver. Looking hard at that team. Team has been playing really well, been hot. And we're going to have our hands full, but we're looking forward to the challenge. And can't wait to get back at it this week. So what questions do you have?
John, you have made changes for along the defense, adding Dean and doing the personnel with Marcus. Do you foresee doing making any other kind of changes to help the defense along?
Well, I mean, it depends what kind of changes are available to us. We're going to continue to turn over every stone with our defense and with every other part of our team too. You know, to get as good as we can get during the course of a long season, ups and downs, challenges. You know. Good plays and not good plays. So it's a lot of things we can improve on. We'll do whatever we can do.
John, you expressed confidence after the game that Marcus Williams would go on to play great football this year. Do you anticipate what happened yesterday being a one-game thing, and do you expect him to play against Denver?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to probably try to get into too much about who's going to play and who's not going to play in the game, but I'll just reiterate what I said before. Marcus is a heck of a player. I have the utmost confidence in him as a player, as a person, as a pro. He's a great person. He's a hard worker, plays hard, practices hard, does everything at the highest level. And I anticipate him playing great football for us, you know, all season and very soon.
John, was there any thought to him not being active yesterday?
Yeah, I think we don't ever really probably get into too much of the thought process and that kind of stuff. It goes the way it goes. We make the decisions that we make based on the best judgment we can make. Try to do our best to try to do what we can.
Coach, you guys spend a lot of time with defensive backs catching balls in practice. Why isn't it sort of that chat? Why isn't it translating into games? And what else can you possibly do?
That's a great question. You know, it's a really great question, Todd. There's probably a lot of factors that are pretty hard to measure on that. But, yeah, there's no doubt. I mean, you know, we lead the league in those drops there, interception-wise. It's no secret. And those are huge plays, man. Those are huge opportunity plays. I'm going to choose to look at it like those plays are going to get made, you know, and that's the upside for us, man. That's low-hanging fruit, the way I see it, going forward. That's where you can make a huge difference in your play. I mean, how many fewer plays you have to play, how many fewer scoring opportunities they have, the difference in points, it's massive, you know, making those plays. So we'll make those plays. We'll work hard at it, and we'll continue to work even harder at it, you know, because it's something that we want our guys to have confidence in. You know, we got guys with good hands. You know, they can catch the ball. So I'm very confident that we're going to do it going forward, but I'd like to see it happen real soon.
John, on the slant touchdown, Roquan Smith is screaming at OA to come back across the line of scrimmage. Yeah. I mean, he's still in motion getting set, but the ball is snapped and guys are not ready.
Yeah, no, they weren't.
That's not the first. What's happening there? It's not the first.
Yeah, that's what happened. It's every one of those are different, and you know, we've had a few of those this year. I mean, if I watch defenses around the league, I can tell you it happens a lot. It's not unusual with all the no huddle and all the different things you get, but we didn't do a good job with that. You know, we've got to do a much better job with that. That's not good, and especially don't want it to happen in the red zone, you know, because that's when you have it in the red zone, that's going to be a score a lot of times. So it's what defenses face nowadays in the NFL. There's a lot of moving parts to the offenses, and when you're trying to match personnel and match formations, you got to be on point, you know, and we're not on point with that play.
John, I mean, I know that's something you're continuously trying to improve at, but is it frustrating that it seems like communication issues flare up pretty often, it seems like, to this point?
Yeah, I mean, you know, like I said, I watch a lot of tape, and I see it all around the league, and so I'm not going to single out our guys, but we're going to coach our guys. You know, our guys are our concern. So, yeah, we're concerned with our guys, and our guys being the very best they can be. So we'll chase that. We're going to get it. Better and better and better. And I don't know if we'll get it perfect, but we're going to try. We're going to die trying.
Regrets looking back at the fourth down decision, or was it a lack of execution when you look at the film?
Well, I think if you look, that's a pretty clear-cut go, you know, most of the time around the league, especially at the plus 10-yard line. And I have confidence in our guys to get that, plus the ability to keep them backed up, you know, is probably a real plus there at the 10. That's why it's a clear-cut go. I think most of the time we're going to get that. Look at last week, we got one. It was more than that. Scored a touchdown on it. So My only regret, if you want to call it a regret, is that we didn't make it. You know, I'm not in love with the fact that we didn't get it. I hate the fact that we didn't get it. So that's the disappointment there.
John, can I just want to clarify something on Marcus Williams. You said yesterday it was a personnel decision, but you also said it was an internal type of situation. I want to make sure,
I don't really think I have anything else to say about that. You know, it's what we do. There's a lot of things going on all the time, you know, and a lot of it's kind of our business. You know, it kind of belongs in-house. It's between us, and it's not something that we need to tell everybody everything about. I don't think you're telling everybody about your family business. I don't think everybody's asking about everybody's kind of things. There's some things that we can just choose to kind of keep to ourselves, and that's going to be one of them. And, you know, I never get up here and talk about why we put guys up or put guys down. You know, I never have, so probably not going to start doing that now.
Are you facing a depth concern on the defensive line this coming weekend? Pierce had the injury yesterday. Travis is hurting. Urban's in protocol. I mean, it's a tough situation right now.
Yeah, tough situation. We have to be, you know, we've got guys. I would like to have those guys out there. But we also have guys that can step up and play. And got guys on our practice squad. And we're going to have guys that are going to be ready to go. And stopping the run, this game is going to be really important, Charles. It's going to be huge. This is the running team, you know, and they run it really well. And they run it a lot. So it's going to be a big part of the game plan.
Is Pierce possibly a longer-term thing, or do you guys?
Yeah, just like, I don't know. It's Monday. We'll see. That was your question? Yeah.
John, along those lines, just in terms of the personnel, and I know you can't get into specific players and so forth, other players, but is that something you and Eric will look at the trade deadline approaching that you guys will look hard at, whether it's an edge rusher or another position or things like that?
Yeah, I think that we definitely will, because that's what Eric does. You know, Eric and his guys do that. I'm not, you know, I love our guys. I love our roster. I feel like our roster is really good, and I think every one of our guys is going to play really well down the stretch to the best of their ability. You know, I mean, I know we lost the game. It's disappointing. It's tough, and we hate it. You know, we all hate it. And we didn't play well enough to win. We didn't make the plays we needed to make. We didn't make the calls we needed to make to win the game. But that doesn't mean I don't love our players. I mean, our players and our coaches, they're great. They're great players, and we're going to play great football.
John, I know yesterday was kind of a unique circumstance with your numbers on the defensive line with the injuries. What are you seeing with the pass rush? I mean, in the second half, you guys did blitz a little more than you typically have blitzed this year. You know, do you think that's more needs to be done from a scheme standpoint? Is it guys with one-on-one matchups? I know it's never just one thing, but what are you seeing with your pass rush?
Yeah, I'm happy with it a lot of the times. I think if you look at the stats and all that, kind of what you're referring to, it's not as consistently there as you're going to want it to be. And I think some of that is the fact that we've played some really mobile quarterbacks. We've had to kind of cage rush a little bit. That wasn't the case yesterday. You know, that's one I would have liked to have gotten them off the spot a little more, a little quicker. So we did blitz. And they were getting the ball out fast most of the time when we did. But there's also times on play action, especially on first down, where he held it. And that's because, you know, you're stopping the run first. And we weren't stopping the run as well as we have. You know, so we're playing run defense, and you got to transition, and you've got the bigger guys on the field. And I think that's when the time really kind of stacked up in terms of him being able to throw the ball in some of those deep windows, some of those chunk throws. So, you know, maybe that's somewhere we've got to do more blitzing. You know, on first and second down, we did some, you know. Zach called a couple edge blitzes that got there. So we'll be looking real hard at that.
John, given the decision on Marcus Williams, what's your takeaways? Ardarius Washington's asked to do a lot. And what was your assessment of he and Eddie Jackson?
I thought they played solid football. You know, they were in the right spot, doing the right things the vast majority of time. And I thought they played hard, made some good tackles, and made, you know, were in solid position at the times. And I think for all of us, I mean, we all want to just make a few more plays, you know, get a few more pressures, get a few more sacks, get a few more batted balls, get a few more PBUs. You know, that'd be good. Catch the ball in the interceptions. You know, that's the big one from this game. You know, everybody wants to make plays. So just think we got to keep chasing that.
How was Kyle doing after the game? Did you get a chance to talk to him? I know he was obviously frustrated with not being able to make that play before the touchdown.
As far as what?
In terms of his mood.
His mood? Yeah. He was really disappointed about the loss, you know, really disappointed. Like, that's, we all were. We were not real happy about it, as you can imagine. And no team would be. So No team is, and this is a tough league, man. I mean, you put so much into these games. You fight so hard out there. You stand on that sideline. You go to a game, you watch in person, you see what gets put into trying to win these games. So it's tough. It's disappointing. And then what you have to do is you can't live in it, you know. You gotta bounce back, and you got to get going for the next week.
Defense has been in the right spots the majority of the time, but just failed to execute on plays. They've been credited with 8 dropped interceptions, so they've had opportunities, but do you feel that they are?
I do. I mean, you know, it's we're contesting. You know, we have one of the highest tight coverage rates in the league right now. You know, it's we're in the right place the vast majority of the time when you compare it to the league. I mean, there's a lot of tough things. There's a lot of good passing games in this league, and they give you a lot of tough stuff. I think we're the 4th-ranked team in that sense in the league right now, coverage-wise. Yet, completion-wise, they're completing, you know, I think we might be around 19 or 20 in terms of contested completions against us. So that's where it's happening. And we're getting thrown on a lot, you know, because the run defense has been good and people have been behind. And you get a lot of 2-minute passes and all those kind of things. So all that kind of stuff adds up to the ranking overall. But, you know, we're there, and I think we can make more plays. I know we can, and I believe our guys are going to do it.
John, along those lines, third downs, you know, haven't been probably as successful as you would have liked, and yesterday Cleveland was pretty successful there. Is to that point about coverage and so forth, is it what do you guys need to do better to close teams out on third downs?
Yeah, on defense, one thing we need to do better is get them in longer situations, because it's a little tougher to really bring the heat when it's 3rd and 3, 3rd and 4, 3rd and 5, because you overload and then you leave run gaps and scramble gaps available. Screens become more evident. So we just got to, I think, start off with, you know, let's keep them from running it down to 3rd and 1, 3rd and 2, 3rd and 3, even 3rd and 4. Let's get them in 3rd and 8, 3rd and 9, 3rd and 10 plus more often, you know. That'd probably be the first thing. Then we can get after people a little more with the pass rush, and I think that'll help our third down quite a bit.
John, during the second quarter, I think you wanted to use the challenge flag for a first down. Were you hearing from your guys that the Cleveland Browns did make the first down, or does it look like it was pretty close? Like they were, you know, from television, it looked even short.
Yeah, he was about, I think when I went back and watched the tape today, he was about 6 inches short. And we talked about it, but I'll tell you that they're looking at those upstairs now. So they look at that replay pretty close. And I walked down there and I said, are you looking at it? You're looking at it. And they said they were looking at it. So when they don't weigh in, that's a sign to me that they're not going to overturn it. So I don't want to throw that challenge flag and waste that time out when I got a pretty good indication, because I know the replay official is looking at it upstairs already, that they're probably not going to overturn it, especially for like 6 inches on a 4th down and plus territory when they're probably going to sneak it, and that's a real tough stop. So it just seemed to me the prudent move is not to challenge that right there.
John, you, or does the team have an apprehension to use Lamar Jackson in sneak situations? You've seen that you use Charlie Kohler over the last couple of years, and there have been different variations of using quarterback sneaks with Jackson when he was doing so, running in certain gaps and situations.
That's probably it. I mean, we run Lamar gets nobody gives up more than Lamar in terms of doing everything he can to win the game, and we feel like if we're going to run a sneak, we can do it with somebody else. You know, and you got a bigger body in there doing it a little bit, and we'll take that off of Lamar. That's really our thinking on it. We can still turn around and hand off a jet sweep. Those are things that we work on, let our opponents know that we work on those in those situations, and we might be using them coming up here real soon, which is probably a pretty good indication that we won't, you know, if I'm saying it. But, that's basically our thinking on it.
That limits your abilities on 3rd down to not have Jackson in there and to...
Not on 3rd, like 6 inches or a foot. You know, I think if we want to sneak it, if that's what we've decided we want to do, look at the Eagles and the sneak teams. You know, they're not really doing too much on those plays. So when you sneak it, you're basically telegraphing what you're going to do anyway. Now, if we wanted to tap sneak in some of those where we're coming to the line, and like some teams do, you see the Bengals and teams do that, we can do that with Lamar. Lamar has that ability to do that, hadn't come up this year. But he can, you know, tap sneak in an open gap if he wants.
I think you guys are still, you know, near the top of the league in, like, disguising coverage shells before the snap, the use of simulated pressures for pass rush. Has there been a learning curve at all, either with the players or with the coaches, in getting all of that executed well? And has any of that, you think, led to some of the coverage busts and some of the other bad plays that we've seen?
Yeah, I mean, sure. I mean, it's absolutely. I mean, it's part of it. You know, when you do more, and we've played, you know, we've played, how many top quarterbacks have we played? You know, top passing games have we played? So I think we played a lot of the better quarterbacks so far. So you really want to have the ability to change the picture, you know. You can't just really line up against these guys too often and just show them what you're in. You know, you do that with the Burrows and those guys, it's tough. So that's always been what we've done. We've been a big disguise team. We've been a big sim team. We've blitzed from both sides. We've shown blitzes one way and blitz the other way and run out of it. We've shown one way and come that way. You know, we've shown edge and come to the middle. We try to keep it moving. We try to keep people guessing. It's a big part of our defense. And, you know, the execution part of it, for the most part, has been good, but there's been plenty of times where it hasn't been good. And I think it's part of the learning curve. Yes, I do think it's part of the learning curve. And I do believe the curve is going to keep, you know, getting better as we go forward.
You seemed seemed frustrated by the kick return penalties yesterday. They set you back in long situations. Do those returners have a green light to bring it out of the end zone? No. Do you get the sense they lose track of where they are on the field?
Yes, I think that's right. I think you nailed it, Bo. It's, they do not have a, you know, we not that we can't have a green light, but we haven't had a green light yet this year. It doesn't make sense to us if they're going to give us the ball at the 30-yard line. And the way the angles work, it's really tough to block that, you know, that this new style when the ball's kicked in the end zone. So, and I do think they lose a sense of where they're at sometimes, especially a young guy. You know, it's part of it for sure. And I also think that we made some bad blocking decisions on that, and I was really unhappy with that too. So those penalties were not okay. And even you know, I mean, Tylan plays great. I love Tylan. But he lost track of where he was going back and catching that punt too. He'll tell you that, you know, and he'll be back out there and he'll learn from that too. So that hurt our offense for sure. Field position was a problem in the game.
John, what did you see on the Justin Tucker miss? I mean, I know that's not an easy place to kick, you know, just that statement in general. But
yeah, just I think he could explain it better than I could. It just didn't look like, you know, a great hit, you know, on the ball. From what I could tell, I watched it. I saw the technique. I know what I think about it. As a former special teams coach, but Tuck can tell you way better than I can. So,
was the wind tough yesterday too? There, it was hard to tell on TV, but was it?
We were limited. We didn't think we could kick anything. We didn't want to kick much outside from, you know, the 30, getting it to the 35. That was kind of our target line there. I think that was probably their target line just about right too, because there's always a crosswind going sideways there, and it's hard to sometimes keep it between the uprights. From you get out past 50, it's tough to make kicks there.
I know it's an injury question, but was it illness that kept Nate from being able to travel with you guys, or was it something, or was it the shoulder?
There was an illness issue. There was an illness issue, and I don't think I'm allowed to really disclose it, but he's doing okay, you know, and hope to see him at practice this week.
All right.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Thank you.